I'm on the Pengam to Stratford Freightliner, and we have on 20 wagons for 1,298 tons, and the length of the train is 1,320 feet, and the maximum speed is 75 miles an hour. And we're just leaving Swindon Station now onto the up main, and I've just opened up the power to maximum, and I'm going to let them pull up to somewhere about 50 miles an hour. So I have to come down to a 25 mile an hour check through a bridge because of the height of the Freightliner wagons. It's just about a couple of miles from here. And we're just passing the old branch line that used to go off to Highworth. The engine I'm working is 47116, which is a Stratford engine. And we change engines at Stratford and get a fresh one on the way back because this one is due for servicing. But we have quite a good load on, and I'm hoping for a good run on green signals. I'm just going to shut off power now for this 25 mile an hour check at the bridge. We're doing 45 mile an hour. And any second now I shall start to brake just to ease the train down to 25. Off now, and you'll cool down to 25 just as my nose comes under this restricted bridge. Now my tail end should be on, coming under the bridge, so I can open up now and get our speed back up to maximum. We're heading towards Didcot now on the outskirts of Swindon. Just approaching Uffington Junction, our speed is 65 miles an hour, and as we're only 12 tons under maximum load, the engine is taking a bit of time to get the maximum speed up. However, Uffington Junction, as was, had a branch line off to the left here that used to go to Farringdon, closed in the 60s. And of course Uffington itself is well known for the place of, at least the home of the author of John Brown's School Days. And it also has a very attractive church with an unusual eight-sided tower, which brings a lot of visitors to look at. However, we're now doing about 57 mile an hour, and I'm heading towards Wantage. On my right now, I'm just approaching the western side of Wantage town, which is about 3/4 a mile or so, maybe a mile to my right. And we're just coming up to the site of the old Wantage Road station. And this is now a crossing point for the two-way working. The lines between Didcot and Swindon in reverse are two-way working, and there's a crossing point on the site of the old station. Because from Wantage Road station there was originally a little steam tramway that used to run up to Wantage town itself, because that went in the 60s. And the engine, Shannon, one of the oldest engines in the country, used to stand on a plinth in the station platform, but is now in working order at the Didcot Steam Depot. Now we're just passing the site of a Wantage Road station now. We're still running under clear signals, and the speed is just on 70 mile an hour, so we've got 5 mile an hour to make up yet. But we're still doing quite well for the load. And the weather is quite good at the moment. There was some heavy rain earlier, but it's dried up nicely. But it's quite dark now. The time is just 8 minutes past 9. Now, the journey from Swindon to Stratford in East London is about 94 miles. And I'm hoping to have a good run, particularly up to London, or at least the western end of London. But the Cross London line from Acton up over into north in East London usually takes a little while because there's such a lot of restrictions, and particularly late in the evening is quite a heavily used road for freight traffic. Now the track in front of me is dead straight, and right in the middle of my view in the distance is the 600 odd foot chimney of a Dick Up power station, which stands out quite well in the dark because it has four lights, red lights on it, and the top one flashes for warning to aircraft. And I'm just approaching the first of two crossings, Causeway, which is operated manually, but the second one, Stevenden Crossing, is worked remotely with television from Reading Signal Box, which is about 18 miles away. Of course, as you hear the bell, we're still running under clear signals, and speed is now on 74 miles an hour. We're now passing the derelict site of Stevenden Station, but the large house is still there, and that was once the original headquarters for the Great Western Railway when Brunel was building the line. It was in fact going to be the junction to Abingdon, but Abingdon refused the railway, and the line, or the main line to Oxford, eventually went from Didcot. Now we'll be running through Didcot in a few minutes, which is always interesting on this particular job, because we don't get to run through Didcot non-stop at 75 mile an hour very often, and be interesting to do this in a minute or two. We're now coming by the industrial estate of Didcot. It used to be a depot during the war for Providence. It actually put Didcot on the map, because most people, or older people you talk to, know Didcot from the Providence depot, or the provider depot at Didcot. The Didcot power station chimney and the six cooling towers are now moving to my extreme left, and I'm starting to curve now, heading in towards Didcot. Right, we're just approaching Foxhall Junction now. We're passing Foxhall Junction now with the line curving off to my left to go on to Oxford. It's where the coal traffic goes, and anything that doesn't want to come into Didcot and going towards Swindon. I can see a Sprinter unit just coming from Oxford is going into number 5 platform at Didcot. And we're on the western end of the station now, and my speed is 74 miles an hour, and we're just fast coming up now to the up main platform. We're running through the centre of Didcot now, under the footbridge. Station Road is on my right. There's also a DMU set in the up relief platform waiting to work the station to Reading. On my right is the staff club. And now we're leaving the eastern end of Didcot Station. On my left now is the gas works and the large gas tank. To my right here, there used to be a branch line that went off to Newbury and Southampton. That also went in the early 60s.